Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hardwood winter September wheat is 637, down 2. September soft wheat, 537 and a half, down a quarter. September corn, 379, up 5. December, 386 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. July of 15, 414, up 4 and a half. August soybeans, 1190 and a half, up 10. September, 1119 and a quarter, up 15. November, 1097 and three quarters, up 11 and a half. August soybean meal, 382, up 290. August soybean oil, 36.93, up 3 cents. August live cattle, 147.72 and a half, down 85. August feeders, 209.75, down 177 and a half. And August lean hogs are 130.35, down 37 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we had the June soybean crush at 118.718 million bushels. Today we had a couple of export sales, including 120 million tons of old crop soybeans for delivery to China.
Right.
Is this the reason that we have beans the leader to the upside and dragging corn along with it?
Yep, there's no question about that, Dave. I mean, you know, anytime you see some old crop bean sales, that's encouraging, although you can see it really, I mean, up 10 cents is not great, and we were up 23 at one point in time on the old Augies. You know, it's good to see some sales, especially when you know that, you know, sales to China and then sales to unknown are probably all sales to China, and that 210-plus million metric ton sale to unknown of corn also didn't hurt us any. I mean, you know, that helped us. But, you know, we're in a situation at this stage of the game where, you know, just in general, I think that you're going to find that we have farmers selling meeting any bounces in these markets, and whether they're truly getting the full bounce is the other question. I've heard from some guys that that's not the case, but it's concerning. The commercial right now, due to the lack of farmers selling, especially on new crop beans, has the smallest net short position they've had in 6 years. If that isn't scary on the bean side of things, there's nothing that's scary.
<laughs> You know?
I mean, you know, that's very concerning. And so I think, you know, if you look at that and then you look at the situation in South America there too, you know, any bounce that comes, I believe that we'll see farmers selling either out of the U.S. or out of South America, you know, to stymie it. And so, you know, you look at these corn, we went to 393 and three quarters. I think 395 will be a tough, you know, probably a tough place. $4, almost impossible to get through at this stage of the game on these. You know, November beans, we went to 1107 and three quarters, you know, so we popped right through the 11, but we just couldn't hold it. Now, you know, whether we can close above that on the end, that'll tell us. But, you know, the euphoria sometimes, we always have to remember, black boxes read news headlines, and they trade on news headlines. So I don't doubt one bit that we probably saw some very strong bounce forward just out of black box buying, and now a lot of that has settled down.
Non-commercials in the soybeans very likely are now net short. They were 4,000 contracts long on last week's CFTC report. There was reportedly at least 4,000 contracts sold on Monday. So they're net short. Corn, surprisingly, non-commercial still significantly net long, around 120,000 contracts on the last CFTC report. What's propping them up, and are they likely to give up the ghost sooner into closer to the harvest?
Well, I think what's kept them going, at least for a bit here, you know, is just that they did have an extremely long position. You know, they don't usually just turn over and become short overnight. And I think the other side of it is that, you know, we had some significantly heavy rains. We know that that has an impact for beans. We also have a cooler August weather forecast. You know, it's okay if it's cool, but it better be sunny. And sunny and cool don't normally go together. And so I think that, too, is propping some things up. But ultimately, you know, if you looked at the corn non-commercial, non-reportable, they went short now this week, 9,900, excuse me. And, you know, we've seen them as short as, I think it's 255,000. That was a year ago. Otherwise, if you look back to like 95, they're going to be short anywhere from about 70,000 to maybe 170,000 before the market finds a place to turn itself around. So we'll be watching all of that. But, you know, today's sales, that's one cog in the wheel. You know, that's what we really need.
You know, a lot more of those. So if the market comes back to something close to unchanged by the end of the trading day, will that signal that the market is going to close lower on the week?
I would think so. I'm really happy to see this happen this morning. You know, of course we'd like to see them be able to do it. Now, you know, to close lower on the week in November, we got to be down about 20 cents from where we are. And so 20 cents from where we are takes us lower than what we've seen, you know, for the low. For the low for last week, but lower than the low for this week already. So we'd have to be putting some kind of a lower number in during the rest of the week. But
right.
I think they may be tentative. I think tomorrow's export sales will certainly set the tone. But all I can tell you is that, you know, if we do close it unchanged, it certainly makes it weaker. We may just basically consolidate and move sideways rather than go, you know, we may still have a gain for the week, but it may not be anywhere near as significant as what we've done right now. And so it's that time of year.
The narrative is that the weather's great, the crops look great, there's a lot of acres out there, and we already have 170 BPA in the bin.
or something along those lines.
Are traders ahead of themselves?
Well, I think they may be ahead of themselves a bit, although, you know, the fact that the USDA didn't change a yield last week on the report was kind of interesting, and we'll see once. You know, we know that we still had 2 million acres of corn to plant yet as of the acreage report. We won't find that out until sometime probably in October before we really begin to get a picture. The interesting part, Dave, is, you know, talking to clients in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the dramatic improvements in their crop. Now, this cooler weather is concerning, and yet I just looked at our temperatures. I did the next 5 days, and if we would hit the highs and the lows here in Champaign, we'd accumulate another 95 growing degree days, which is about a third of a day ahead of normal, of your lowest potential growing degree days. And so, you know, if you look at a place like Peoria, that's 262 growing degree days ahead, and some of the others here that are 40, 50, 60 growing degree days ahead, it's slowing us down. It's not necessarily bringing us to a halt. You know, on a growing degree day, anything below 50 doesn't count. Anything above 86 doesn't count. And so the cool weather this morning, you know, those basically stopped everything. So we've got to warm up during the day to get it going again. So,
is there a story potentially to be told about because of all the rain, nitrogen depletion?
Oh, maybe. I can tell you there are guys flying that didn't get their 28 on, that are flying 28 on, that I was told about this last couple weeks. And so I'm also hearing that fungicide is being put on, even though it's expensive. What they're doing is they're trying to give the corn the ability to be the healthiest it possibly can be, to hold the heavy weights of these cobs if they actually do turn around, mm-hmm. you know, and produce the way that they think they might.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 3.79 1/4, now 79 even, up 5. December, 3.86 3/4, up 5. March of 15, 3.98 1/2, up 5 1/4. July, 4.14 1/2, up 5. August beans, 11.88 1/4, up 7 3/4. September, 11.17 1/4, up 13. November, 10.95 3/4, up 9 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.